Jesus said those things that we should not be high-minded against people, that we should not be in our own minds over-exalted. You know, it's like, I know what manner of man I am and where I've come from. And so I speak of these things with a certain amount of knowledge. Though, you know, well, every sin that a man doeth is without the body, apart from the body. Because like I said, those, remember, he just said, all things are lawful. I can smoke, I can drink, but it's not expedient. It's not really, it's without the body. Even though you say, well, Paul, it's a sin against your body. No. See, spiritually, it's not. Because it's what's coming out of you. You're brought under the power of something. You know, you are lusting after something. Those are the sins. Right? But fornication actually affects the body in a spiritual way. Like I said, I think, well, I get, you know, this is the problem. This is why I was talking to someone over the weekend. It's like sometimes things get in the way of my understanding because all these questions come to my mind. And I'm not saying this to minister questions to you, but just to bring a certain level of clarity to myself as I study it, because to me, it's like I want to examine everything. I don't like to just I don't like to just roll over stuff. I didn't get into the Bible as some sort of just I just kind of, you know, I had a lot of doubts. I've always struggled with doubt, so I didn't get into this to just like gloss over things that are difficult or to ignore things that I find. You know, I do not cover for God. His word has to stand as it is, so I have to try to understand it according to the wisdom he's given me. And so in that regard, I try to be as honest with myself and honest with you as possible. I'm just, what you're hearing out of my mouth is the things that are reflected in my head as I go over it, because I start thinking it, and then I want to go on, and then I rethink it, and I think, did I get it right? Because I feel like, God, is there more wisdom in this you could give to me? You know, could I understand this better? But I think in my first explanation, I explained it best, that those things are just not considered. You know, God doesn't really reckon that as against the body anymore. These defilements that used to be against, you know, part of the body, or reckoned against the body, are not reckoned. You know, because we want to be, it's not a, you know, I want a pure heart. And if my heart is pure, then everything else is going to be, you know, my body's going to be fine. So, verse 19 says, don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Our body is, you know, the Lord said in Isaiah 66, even the prophets of old knew this, the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you build unto me? For all these things my hand hath made, and all these things have been. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, that trembleth at my word. God is looking to make his home, so to speak. If a man love me, this is from John chapter 14, the Gospel of John. If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. And we will come unto him and make our abode with him. There is not a mansion being created up in heaven for us to go live in. Jesus, when he talked about preparing a place for us, he meant in his Father's house in the Spirit, meaning, but the Spirit would come to us, and that it would become a home for God and a home for us, that we would dwell in his temple in these bodies. Our bodies are the temple of the Lord. If the body is the temple of the Lord, then I also dwell in the temple of the Lord. Our bodies have to become temple-like, and they have to be purified. Not in the sense of like, you know, I mean, you know, I got wooden splinters all up my arms right now from stuff I've been doing, and my hands got grime into the fingerprints, and I've got chemical burns on my hands. I'm just looking at myself. It's like, well, my body is not perfect. In more ways than one. And I grime under my fingernails. I got some oil that won't wash off under this one. You know, I'm a pretty dirty person. But if I can walk without defiling myself in sin, my temple is pure. We are washed by the blood. Remember he said in verse 11 of the same chapter, he said, such were some of you, meaning all those sinful things he mentioned. You were these things. But you are washed. Washed. That is, made clean, you know? Sanctified. Justified. Made just. Made holy. Made pure. Clean. Washed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And by the Spirit. The Spirit of God, and you know, as by when we take His name on us, we are that begins the work that was set in motion before the foundation of the world. It begins when with faith in our lives. You know, God begins the work long before we're even born, but to us it happens when faith comes. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The Word of God comes, we believe it, and then our walk starts to our walk begins. And the washing begins. And His Spirit purifies. You know, when we have the Holy Ghost is indispensable to salvation. Because it is absolutely the conduit through which so many good things flow from God. And, you know, well, why is that, Paul? Did he have to? No, that's just what He had ordained. It's how He says it has to be. And I found that to be true. Now, when I didn't have it, I found other ways so that it would make me fit. But I realized now, but since I have the Holy Ghost, I was like, I don't want to make me fit. I want to know what's right. And then say, God, you have to fit me in. That is how faith works. That's how Christianity works. Not like I look at the Bible and say, okay, I got to fulfill all these things and do it like a bunch of works to please God. That's works. But we understand grace. Grace is the favor whereby God enables me to obtain all His promises. So He is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Our body is the temple. Didn't you know that your body was the temple of the Holy Ghost? You're like, whoa, gee, you know. And think of all the things, you know, it's like, think of all the things that happen in the bodies of people who call themselves believers. And I think of the things that have happened in my body. I'm glad I haven't fornicated. You know, I haven't joined myself to a harlot. But still.